This is one of the more difficult days emotionally that we have in the church. We went from being outside just now, celebrating Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, to just now reading about his death and passion on the cross. One of the most painful and horrific ways to die possible. This seems like a strange shift to have in one service. You may be sitting here wondering why we do it this way. Part of that has to do with the history of Holy Week, with what all we've got coming ahead. Because later this week, we will have the Triduum of services. Triduum being a word to not try to say three times fast. And this service, these set of services, are three services that were once one long three-day celebration. We now celebrate in the form of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Great Vigil of Easter. In these services, we see the progression of Jesus from his death to the resurrection. And as I said, these are services that have been celebrated from the beginning of our time as Christians. These are the oldest services we have in the church. And at one point in time, we as Christians took that time to make sure to be present for these key services of our faith. But as time has grown on, many of us, though not all, have come to focus more on Sunday as the chief, maybe even the only day where we gather together in worship with one another. And as this has happened, services on weekdays have become less and less celebrated. We see how the church has dealt with this in services like All Saints Day, which is specifically on November 1st. However, we often celebrate it on the Sunday following November 1st so that all can take part in that ceremony. We'll see the same happen 40 days after Easter, when we celebrate the Ascension, which Scripture tells us happened 40 days after the resurrection. This is always on a Thursday during the week. But because many do not come to celebrate, we do some of the same readings for that service on Sunday following. We as the church realized that we cannot fully live into the resurrection without first experiencing the passion, Jesus' death on the cross. And so while initially this Sunday was the lead-in with the celebration of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, over time, the focus has shifted instead to the passion. That way, if you're not there to experience the Triduum, the services of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and the Great Vigil of Easter, you will still be able to experience the passion before we celebrate the resurrection on Easter Sunday. It's for this reason that the title of our service today is the Sunday of the Passion, colon, Palm Sunday. And in fact, the Palm Sunday liturgy is one that we can do, but we are not required to do on this Sunday. Experiencing the Passion before the resurrection gives meaning to the resurrection. We must first experience Jesus' death on the cross to understand the results that have come from that death and sacrifice. And if today, like me, you feel a lot of emotions, live into those emotions that you're feeling right now. Let that be a holy experience for you. And I'd say, too, if you've experienced something here today, if you're still feeling those emotions with you, then I invite you to come this week. Celebrate Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and the great vigil of Easter with us. I understand that this can sometimes be difficult for people to get out and do these things, these worship these services with us during the week. I ask if it is hard for you, at least think about experiencing it with us online, in our online services, our live stream if you can, our recorded service later if you can't. Because if you're feeling something now, I can guarantee you'll feel something more being at these services. You'll experience a connection with Jesus, with what Jesus has done for us in a way that you may never have done before. And that experience will stay with you until we see our Lord again in the kingdom that is to come.